Good afternoon, everybody out there in Internet Radio Land. This is Blake Ruby. Welcome to my show. I hope you had a good last week. I hope you're doing okay. The church is calling me tomorrow. I've got to give a solo, and I've been thinking about that. But I know the song, and it's going to be easy. Yes, I go to church, you know, because I still like to sit down and listen to the preacher give a sermon and take me to a trip. Take me on a trip to the past. And envision what it must have been like all those years ago. Now, the reason I call my show the Church of the Soul's Evolution is because I feel that we are all spirits here in the material world, you know. Just like that song by the Police way back in 1981, and they were so brave to come out with a song like that. Have you ever listened to the lyrics of that song? There is no political solution to our troubled evolution. Have no faith in Constitution. There is no bloody revolution. You get that last part, and I'll say it again. I have no faith in Constitution. There is no bloody revolution. Back then, the Constitution was based on the fighting and killing that was going on between them and the British at the time. And then the next verse goes, our so-called leaders speak with words that try and jail you. They subjugate the meek, but it is rhetoric of failure. And the last verse goes, where does the answer lie? Living from day to day. Is this something we can buy? There must be another way. We are spirits in the material world. Now, will religion teach you that? No, it won't teach you that. And by the way, I got to tell you, let me just stop right here and change the subject. Yesterday, we had a wonderful ceremony for a man named Jeff Green, who was my supervisor. He spent, I think, 25 years as a civilian in the Army. In the Department of Defense. And he served some time. He was in the Navy, I do believe. And I should know this, but I think he spent some time in the Army too. So we had this incredible ceremony yesterday. And I set up the whole room just about by myself, dragging chairs and making the chairs, lining them up and pulling up the armrests and lifting them up. And there was about 100 chairs. And that many people came. There was a room full of a lot of people. And so I was sitting down ready to enjoy the ceremony when my overall boss, Mr. Sicoli, asked me if I'd be willing to read the two certificates that we were going to present, Jeff. And normally I don't mind doing that kind of thing because that's really what I spend a lot of my time doing is practicing reading out loud. Because I feel that's one of the best ways to improve ourselves, you know, to be a better version of ourselves. In this day and age, all the people who are really successful can read out loud, or avid readers, some, you know, read a lot, you know, and I do too. But one problem was that I had is that I just got this mouthpiece because I've got the missing teeth. So I put my mouthpiece in. I just started wearing it the day before yesterday. I mean, already it's hurting my mouth. And the dentist said, go ahead and wear it and come back later on and let him know if there was anything he needed to do to, you know, fix it, make it less painful. And it has been hurting me. So I need to go back and see him. But when I got up there and I started reading these certificates, I noticed I was having a little problem with my speech. I mean, the way you have a denture in, your speech sounds a little bit lisped, if you know what I mean. So I read the first certificate, okay, but the second one, I tripped on a word, and it just came out so weird, like funny. I was very embarrassed, but I kept on going, and I did the rest of it perfectly. And afterwards, course, I know everyone had seen that. I lost my face, you know. You ever heard that saying, losing face? But I'm very good at what I do, you know. My friends, I'm a superstar. I am. And you are too, in the making, if you're not already one. But I am on the verge of superstardom. I can do so many things well. And one of them is singing. And I just wanted to, this is my show. I don't really have any set way of running things. I mean, I could write things down and talk about them, but I'm more spontaneous. You know, I like to do things on the spur of the moment, extemporaneously, if you know what I mean. So I'm going to do some singing today. It's going to be a rock concert. I'm a rock and roller from way back when. I mean, I am a serious rock and roller. Rock and roll guitar, I love it. You know, I grew up on it when I was living in Guadalajara, Mexico with my parents in the 11th, 12th grades. I graduated from high school there. And living with my parents wasn't an easy thing, you know, because they were war babies from World War II. Mom went through the bombing of London. Dad was at Normandy and Dunkirk. And they were PTSD stricken for sure. Big time, severely, you know. But that didn't bother me too much because I was doing my own thing. I was kind of rebellious back then, a wild child, if you will. And hanging out with some friends. I had a girlfriend, you know, that was really cool. Her name was Leslie Michaels. And so I had a good time. It was very dangerous. I made it. I survived. I'm alive today. Hey, you're listening to my voice. Not everybody survives situations, you know, in our daily lives. We get on these dangerous roads. You hear it all the time. People are dying. Besides that, of those different ways, this is a hard planet to live on because there's a lot of ways that you can get killed, not only on the highways and maybe getting killed by being shot at or stabbed or getting into a fight, hit over the head with a baseball bat, whatever, but also there's animals out there. There's a show on TV called I Was Prey, and every once in a while I listen to it. I was watching a show the other day. This guy got into a fight with a crocodile. No, excuse me, an alligator. And it was about 14 feet long. In North Carolina, you don't usually find too many alligators in North Carolina. But it grabbed his arm, and he was doing a roll. His arm was mangled, and he showed his arm. It was just terrible. I mean, but he survived. He was dragged under the water, and his brother and his brother's wife saved him, pulled him out from the grasp of this alligator who had him by his grasp. And another lady was attacked by a nurse shark. Usually they're pretty docile sharks, you know, but she was very severely bitten, had a chunk of her flesh taken out, and was almost bleeding to death. And then a couple more people were attacked by bears, you know, black bears, huge black bears, and two cougars, mountain lions, you know. And so there's lots of ways where you can't get killed. And people do indeed get killed by bears and lions all the time, you know, in this world. And then there are other types of big cats, you know, you've heard of them, and wolves. And then there's natural disasters like getting struck by lightning or dying in an earthquake or in a volcano explosion, you know, and a tsunami. Mother Nature can be very hard, and hurricanes, tornadoes, you know what I mean? So it's no wonder our psyche is affected by all of this, living on this planet. And I put that as the number one reason for all the killing and war that's going on. It's a hard thing to have to deal with in this universe, the universe on planet Earth. Kindergarten, learning how to love each other, learning basic social values. You know, there's a lot of old souls here. But then there's some young souls, too, out there. Which kind of soul are you, my friends? Are you a young soul? Maybe just your first life? It's rare, I think, a first life will come to Earth to live their life because it's so hard. It is extremely hard here on planet Earth. Did you know that? So in my show, Church of the Soul's Evolution, I talk about spirituality. Now, I don't knock religion every once in a while, so, you know, I don't agree with that. I believe 90% of the Bible is true. I don't believe 100% of the Bible is true. And I can support that. If you want to call and debate me on that, go feel that ahead. Give me a call right now. We can talk about some of the things I don't believe in, like the devil being out there trying to get us. No, the devil was made by the Creator. The Creator is perfect, knows everything, omniscient, omnipotent. And the Creator's not going to create anything. Who the Creator would know in advance would do something like rebel or harass his children, intimidate them, cause them to do evil things. No, if the Creator wanted to, the Creator could destroy the devil, right? You're destroying my children. You know what, devil? I think I'll destroy you because guess what? I have more power than you, so you're out of here. Boom. No, but it's not that way. The devil is none other than Archangel Lucifer. You've got Archangel Michael, who's in charge of the angels. You've got Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, who is the Archangel of Healing, Archangel Uriel, the Messenger Archangel, and Archangel Lucifer, who was in charge of the demons, and guess what else? Down below the surface of the earth, my friends, there's a place right around the center of the earth where there's cavernous areas, there's lakes of lava fire, and that's where there is a place called God's Jail, otherwise known as Hell, where the really bad people like these Hamas people go. A perfect place for them, don't you think? Where they are rehabilitated by some of the worst, unimaginably terrible, horrific demons that you couldn't even comprehend just how evil and terrible they are. All made, again, courtesy of God, with the intention of rehabilitating these people. There is no eternal damnation, in my opinion. And they will go through some terrible, terrible pain. Yes, the spirit that survives the human body can feel pain in the afterlife, believe it or not. And the thing about the spirit, it is reconfiguring, it is replenishing, it replenishes itself constantly. So once they get attacked by these demons and clawed apart and bitten apart, then the spirit forms itself and it goes through that process all over again. And they have to feel the pain from the beginning again until they're completely shattered and torn apart. That is rehabilitation that is courtesy of your creator for the really evil people in the world, the baby decapitators, the rapers, the murderers of innocent people. They're going to have to pay their price. In this universe that we live in, there's one law that stands alone above all others, and that make a mistake, you're going to have to pay the price, my friends. So otherwise known as karma, karmic debt is a B.I., you know what I mean? A lot of people who were born here on planet Earth are paying off karmic debt, believe it or not. People who have cerebral palsy, people who are, what's the other word for the people that used to be called, hold on, I'm going to take a drink. Retarded, used to be called mentally retarded. Now there's another name for it. I can't, it's escaping me. It's on the tip of my tongue. You know what I mean? Those kinds of people. Other people also just born in this world to maybe gay people. Some gay people, I'm not saying all of them are, but usually from my experience, from my study, my research, my observations, gay people are usually, not always, but people who are born into this world with the spirit of the opposite sex in, or the spirit is put into the body of the opposite sex. So a female spirit will go in the male body, a male spirit in the female body. Yes, it's true. We are spirits in the material world. I'm going to stop right there and sing a song for you. And I made that mistake yesterday. I was telling you, I read these two certificates, 100 people in the room. Imagine all those eyes looking at me, rearranging my molecular structure with their eyes, which is what we were created to do. Didn't you know that the Supreme Creator of the universe can look through your eyes whenever he, she, because the Supreme Creator is both male and female. If you didn't know that already, well, welcome to the realization that, yes, we live in a universe of males and females. There is no Father God only. There's a Mother God, too. And all throughout the universe, there's males and females everywhere. And you cannot create children without a mother and father. So if you thought otherwise, I didn't mean to burst your bubble, but that's the truth, my friends. That's the truth. Live on it. Wake up in the middle of the morning and think about what I just said. And you realize deep down in the core of your being that what I said was true. Anyway, Father God and Mother God are separate beings from the creator of the universe. They, Mother and Father God, who are the commanders, if you will, the co-creator gods of this solar system. And guess what? There are other solar systems out there. Yeah, there's a lot of other ones. Did you know that? Yeah, it's true. There's other solar systems out there. Yeah, there's a lot of them. In fact, there's so many of them that you couldn't comprehend the number. I'm sorry. Neither can I. Yeah, all kinds of different beautiful colored planets, different types, gaseous, solid planets, beautiful, each one indigenous to the beings, if there are any sentient beings living there. Amazing, amazing things that God has done to create the universe. And that was the plan. But anyway, back to the ceremony yesterday. As I mentioned, I got this new mouthpiece because I got three teeth missing in my lower jaw. I'm 69 years old. You know, if you're not old like I am, you're going to one day realize that, hey, when you get old, teeth start falling out. And that's too bad, isn't it? Now, if you're young, you're not worrying about this. I never did, but I am now. But I had my mouthpiece in, and it's talking kind of like this, you know, because you got this thing in your mouth. You're trying to, I don't know, move your mouth around. But anyway, so I made one mistake yesterday. So we're going to sing this song called Second Chance. It's called 38 Special, a Southern rock band. And it is a beautiful song that you can check out on YouTube. It was done back in the 80s. And so I'm going to sing it for you. I'm going to hopefully sing about five songs during my radio show. There's so many things I'd like to talk about. You know, I get to talk for an hour, but really I could talk for 2 hours, 3 hours, because there's just so many things to talk about. Anyway, here goes this song. I'm going to take another drink of water. I'm going to get the song rolling here. Give me a few moments, please. Oh, why'd you time me out? That's wrong. Okay, here it goes. Now, you might not be able to hear the music too much in the background, but I can hear it. So, if anything, you can just concentrate on my voice. You know, here it goes. Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away. I look to the sky, and everything is turning gray. All I made was one mistake. How much more do I have to take? Why can't you think it over? Why can't you forget about the past? When love makes the sound, baby, our heart needs a second chance. Don't put me down, babe. Can't you see I love you? Since you've been gone, I've been in a trance. This heart needs a second chance. Don't say it's over. I just can't say goodbye. So this is love, standing in the pouring rain. I fooled on you, but she never meant a thing. And I know I ain't got no right to ask you to sympathize. But why can't you think it over? Why can't you forget about the past? When love makes the sound, babe, a heart needs a second chance. Don't put me down, babe. Can't you see I love you? Since you've been gone, I've been in a trance. This heart needs a second chance. Don't say it's over. I just can't say goodbye. I never loved her. I never needed her. She was willing, and that's all there is to say. Don't forsake me, please don't leave me now. A heart needs a second chance. Yeah, since she's been gone, I've been in a trance. This heart needs a second chance. Don't say it's over. Just can't say goodbye. Please forgive me and forget it. I was wrong and I admit it. Why can't we talk it over? Why can't we forget about the past? A heart needs a second chance. When love makes the sound, babe, a heart needs a second chance. Don't put me down, babe. Since you've been gone, I've been in a trance. This heart needs a second chance. Don't say it's over. I just can't say goodbye. A heart needs a second chance. When love makes the sound, babe, a heart needs a second chance. 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 Well, that's it, my friends. Remember, whether it's about maybe cheating on somebody, a girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, make a mistake like I did yesterday in the ceremony, kind of similar, you know. Everybody needs forgiveness, you know, because we're all hearts, you know. We might not be here tomorrow, you know. There's no guarantee we're going to be here tomorrow because we're walking miracles, really. Our hearts beat independently of our wills, you know. There are some things that are out of our control. When God says it's your time, Mother and Father God, and or the Supreme Creator of the universe, say it's your time to go home. It's your expiration date. You've reached your expiration date. Then your heart stops beating. And I'm saying this to realize this myself. It's not like I know everything. I've learned a lot of what I know from other people, you know. And so why couldn't you learn it from me? Seriously, I read all these books. I mean, tons of books. I've got my own book in the Amazon Kindle bookstore called The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul, you know. Because the soul is the brain of the spirit, just like you have a brain, a physical brain in your physical body. Anyway, my book is chock-a-block full of spirituality. So if you're looking for ways to increase your spirituality in reality, that's why we're here on planet Earth, to develop ourselves spiritually. No other reason, my friends. I know sometimes we got to worry about our jobs, raising children, doing whatever, taking time off for freedom and flight pleasure, but really, at the end of the day, we are spirits in the material world. Anyway, I hope you like that song. And now it's time for another one. Which one am I going to choose? I've got so many songs. I'm gifted. I've been blessed to learn so many songs. I used to go sing for the Wounded Warriors on Fort Sam Houston. But I set up my equipment, usually around lunchtime. It would have a lunch provided by some organization. And I would sing from 1130 to 1300, 1.5 hours. And I learned all these songs one after another, to cater, if you will, to gear towards the Wounded Warriors, you know, songs about love, nature, forgiveness, the universe, God. So how about Tequila Sunrise by the Peaceful Easy Feeling. I know that, you know, both of those songs, but here's one by the Eagles called Peaceful Easy Feeling. Give me a few moments here to get it going.
Eagles. Come on, Eagles. Where are you, Eagles? Eagles.
Okay, here it goes. Peaceful, easy feeling. The Eagles. I like the way your sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight with a million stars all around. And I get a peaceful, easy feeling. And I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on the ground. Now I found out a long time ago what a woman can do to your soul. Ah, but she can take you anywhere. You don't already know how to go. And I got a peaceful, easy feeling. And I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on the ground. Woo! Play that guitar. So many truths in this song, you know. I'll talk about them later. I'm a dancing too. Are you dancing? No, maybe you can't hear it loudly as I can. I get this feeling I may know you as a lover and a friend. But this voice keeps whispering in my other ear, tells me I may never see you again. And I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing. Yes, I'm already standing. Well, I'm already standing on the ground. Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, that's it. Peaceful, easy feeling by the Eagles, my friends. I like the beginning. Just imagine sleeping out in the desert with all those stars above. You know, I mean, that's like supernatural. It's an awesome feeling when you look at all those stars up there, you know, and you wonder, you know, each one is actually a separate solar system, you know, a sun in the solar system. Did you know that? If you get a really good telescope, take a look at a star, and you'll see like a horseshoe shape around each star. Those are the planets. That's a separate solar system, you know, and you probably only see what's in the Milky Way galaxy. Even you can see other galaxies out there, but It's amazing just how large the universe is, my friend. And what else? You know, I don't particularly like singing that part about a woman can do to your soul, because it's kind of a two-way street, you know, what we do to each other. But that's the way the Eagles mindset was back in the 70s, you know. And that voice keeps whispering in my other ear, I might never see you again. That's true, too, I think, because they were touring, you know, going on concert halls. And from one city to another, and they would see people and maybe have a love affair with a woman, and then they didn't know if they would see that person again, you know. Or they might come back to the city if that person's still alive back then. You never know. So I think that's one of the reasons, one of the things that inspired that part of the song. But anyway, I'm having a good time here. I'm going to pick another song. Maybe, speaking of stars, there's a good song called Seven Bridges Road by the Eagles. I think I've sang it on the show before, quite a while ago, but I'm going to sing it again now. Seven Bridges Road is a really cool song, just like Peaceful Easy Feeling. It was sung back in the, created back in the 70s by the Eagles. And it's got the first part, you know, about stars in the southern sky. Now, don't take that for granted, my friends, please. You know, we go outside and look up into the evening sky. You have to realize that that creation out there is courtesy of the supreme creator of the universe. And you're seeing it because it's real. And everything is alive. You know, some, it's true that some stars out there have gone nova or supernova, you know, and we're seeing their light. And they're not going to disappear until maybe many years later. But generally speaking, the majority of them, in other words, are real, bona fide star systems out there with their own planets, you know. And this universe we're a part of is an amazing, amazing, awesome creation. Anyway, let me get that song up. Give me a few moments here. Okay, here goes. There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees down the Seven Bridges Road. Now I have loved you like a baby, like some lonesome child, and I have loved you wild and crazy. And I have loved you wild. Sometimes there's a part of me wants to turn from here and go, running like a child from these warm stars down the Seven Bridges Road. There are stars in the southern sky, And if ever you decide you should go, there is a taste of chimes, sweet and honey, down the Seven Bridges Road. Well, do me a favor, please. The time is always right to go outside and look up at the stars and know that God is alive. The creator of the universe is alive and is real. And you wouldn't be alive today, neither would I, if the creator of the universe did not make everything all that while ago. At that Big Bang moment when the universe began forming itself one solar system at a time, and then one galaxy at a time after so many number of solar systems were gathered, many billions of light years down the road, a new galaxy was formed, the Milky Way galaxy. Maybe 100,000 years ago or more. And here we are in a spiral arm on a beautiful planet, cobalt blue, in outer space, moving through the velvety blackness of outer space, traveling at thousands of miles an hour, revolving around our sun, which is revolving around the center of the Milky Way galaxy, which is revolving around the center of the universe. What a wonderful situation. Just enjoy the ride, my friends. Don't worry your fear. Know that the creator of the universe holds everything in existence by the might of his, her power. Call it gravity, but gravity is something the creator created. This is an artificial reality, if you will, my friends, because our true reality is in the spirit realm, beyond the five senses. Remember, we are spirits in the material world and in the material universe. The University of the Universe, welcome, my friends, to this type of learning where our objective here on planet Earth is to graduate with honors. And how do you do that, you ask? By developing yourself spiritually and evolving to the point where you can go to a higher category of planet of evolutionary status. You know what I mean? Through that process of reincarnation. And that's the truth, my friends. I wouldn't lie to you. Some people might tell you differently, but then, like I mentioned, we're not old. We're not all old souls. Some people are younger souls, maybe just a few lives under the belt, maybe none, or maybe intermediate souls, maybe 10, 15, 20 lives under the belts. The older souls have maybe 25 plus, 50, 60, 80, 100, 200 lives. Believe it. Believe it. It's true. How about another song?
Give me a few moments here. Which... The Beatles.
You know, I'm always eternally grateful for my wife, you know. It's nice to share intimacy with my wife because, you know, when you have those intimate moments, I mean, there's no feeling like it in the world, if you know what I mean. It is a totally, completely awesome feeling sharing that with an intimate person. You know, it's like skyrocket love, you know. That was the intent. Don't be afraid. Don't be inhibited about that, me talking about that. You know, there's enough inhibitions in this society. I don't want to die knowing I was stuck up maybe. I mean, we walk around in life, we wear clothes, you know, don't even show our bodies to each other. You know, truly, this is a world of beginning learners. I mean, but then it's got something to do with the nature of the planet as well. But we have so many inhibitions, you know, we're always worrying too much about what people think about this or that. But anyway, love is the key, my friends, and kisses, kissing and hugging each other more. You know, why can't we hold each other's hands more? I'll sing a song about that in just a few minutes. But kissing and hugging each other, when there's war, instead, make love, not war. Make love, not war, my friends. Some of these people that start wars, you think they're having a successful, happy relationship with their wives? No, I wouldn't want to be taken away from that to go and get killed and not have that anymore. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, let me get this song going. This is I Should Have Known Better by the Beatles. Oh. I should have known better with a girl like you, that I would love everything that you do, and I do, hey, 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 and I do, oh, oh, I never realized what a kiss could be, that this could only happen to me, can't you see? Can't you see that when I tell you that I love you, oh, you're gonna say you love me too, oh, and when I ask you to be mine, you're gonna say you love me too. Whoa, whoa, I never realized a lot of things before. If this is love, you've got to give me more. Give me more. Hey, hey, hey. Give me more. Whoa, whoa, I never realized what a kiss could be, that this could only happen to me. Can't you see? Can't you see that when I tell you that I love you, oh, you're gonna say you love me too. Oh, and when I ask you to be mine, you're gonna say you love me too. You love me too. You love me too. You love me too. How am I doing on time? 6:49, I got about 11 more minutes. That's a beautiful song by the Beatles. They're just amazing. They were an amazing group, you know. All those hit songs that they came out with, one after the other back in the 60s, just totally awesome, you know. How about, let me pick one here. Hold on. There's a song by Black Sabbath called Heaven and Hell. It's kind of a long song. So it's gone for about 5 minutes. But really, my friends, I don't know if you can hear that in the background. I can hear it pretty clearly. But this whole life is about heaven and hell. You know, heaven's up above on the sun, which is the spirit world. It's a world of fire, very special fire, the fire of God, the spirit realm. The spirits can live in the fire. sing me a song. You're a singer. Do me a wrong. You're a bringer of evil. The devil is never a maker. The less that you give, you're a taker. So it's on and on and on. It's heaven and hell. Oh, well. The lover of life's not a sinner. An ending is just the beginning. The closer you get to the meaning, the sooner you'll know you're dreaming. So it's on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. Heaven and hell, ooh, I can tell. Ooh, ooh. Ah. Whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, if it seems to be real, it's illusion. For every moment of truth, there's confusion in life. Love can be seen as the answer, but nobody feels for the dancer. So it's on and on, on and on, and on and on and on and on. It's a surprisingly beautiful song by Black Sabbath. Ronnie James Dio sang this song. May God bless his soul. He passed away, I think, about 10, 15 years ago. But he was such a great man. I love him. God bless his soul. And I'll see him in heaven. You know, he was called home a little bit early. He must have been about 50 years old. Probably what Black Sabbath does is kind of heavy metal. But this was a very beautiful song. And the words are so meaningful, you know. They say that life's a carousel, spinning fast, you gotta ride it well. The world is full of kings and queens who blind your eyes and steal your dreams. It's heaven and hell. Oh well, and I'll tell you, black is really white. The moon is just the sun at night. And when you walk in golden halls, you get to keep the gold that falls. It's heaven and hell. Ooh-hoo. You got to feel for the dancer. Ooh-hoo. Look for the answer. Ooh-hoo-hoo. That's it, my friends. That's a beautiful song. And then it takes about another minute to end. This beautiful guitar there. I just love my music that I've learned over the years. You know, this is one song. I know about 150 songs, and I love every single one of them, you know, and I practice them all the time. That's a gift that was given to me. And I've been told that I'm a karaoke king down on cruise ships. And they say, man, you are the karaoke king. I suppose there's some people better than me, you know, out there. I mean, some people make money, and people make money singing, you know, but I don't have any of my own material. I'm satisfied with just singing cover songs, you know. Nothing wrong with that. Why not, you know? I'm not making money doing it. I do it for my own entertainment. But it really would have been interesting to be in a rock band, you know, get there on the stage in front of people. And I do that when I go to karaoke bars, you know. I'll sing in front of 100, 200 people. It doesn't bother me that much, you know. I know Frank Sinatra songs, My Way, Strangers in the Night, Love is My Splendid Thing, and Nat King Cole, Nature Boy. Yeah, Nature Boy. Let me do that one. Oh, excuse me. I think this will be the last song before I might have to cut this short, but anyway, it's been fun. I wouldn't mind doing this again. You know, maybe I'll change my show's name. But no, I'm not going to. I'm just kidding. There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, one magic day, he passed my way. Okay, well, that's it, my friends. I've got 1 minute left. Thank you for listening. Here's a prayer. Creator of the universe, how great thou art. We owe everything to you. Thank you. We love you. You are awesome, amazing, beautiful, wonderful, incredible. And we love you. We know you love us. Please bless us, everybody. Keep us safe and well, please. Help stop war. Bring back peace. Thank you for everything. Amen. Goodbye, everybody. Talk to you next week. Bye. Bye-bye.